You are listening to KUTX 98.9. I'm Jackie Fuller, sitting in for Jody Denberg today, and I have picked up, walked out of the studio, and come over here to Studio 1A, where an audience has been waiting very patiently to hear our artist of the month, Molly Birch. Welcome to Studio 1A, Molly. Oh,
thank you for having us.
Can I go ahead and get you to introduce the band before we start?
Yeah, of course. Kitty Beebe is playing bass, singing backup vocals. Ignacio Guerrero is playing drums. Daily Tolliver's playing guitar and also singing backup vocals, and Paul Mitchell's playing keys.
And let's get right into a song, because I know our audience is anxious to hear from you.
Okay, great. The song is called Downhearted.
You seem awfully quiet. I can see it in your eyes. You're wanting to be somewhere where you feel more alive. They say the heart grows fonder with every step you take, but as you move away from me, I feel my body break. Where are you going? I got my arms.
Birch, live in Studio 1A here at KUTX 98.9. That was Downhearted from her album Please Be Mine. It is her debut. It's out today on Captured Tracks. Now, Molly, you are relatively new to Austin. You grew up in Los Angeles, spent some time in Asheville going to school. Tell me a little bit about why Austin, the decision to relocate to Austin, and how was it when you arrived here? Was it a little bit bumpy getting started?
Yeah. I went to a school for music in Asheville. And then after I graduated, I spent about a year there and then went through a breakup with him daily. And then and moved here on a whim. I hadn't really been here before, but I was sort of drawn to the music scene and also jumped into a new relationship. And yeah, definitely was pretty hard to get acclimated here at first. So it took me about like a year to make friends and like find people to play with. And yeah.
And how'd you go about doing that? Did you just go out a lot, go to shows?
No, I guess so after a couple years. But yeah, it definitely took a while. And then just met everyone here through mutual friends. And yeah, just playing out and in the music scene here.
And how's Austin treating you now?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me here and for all the support you've given us. Yeah.
What advice would you give to us, to musicians that were considering moving here?
I don't know. I think it's a really great place for musicians just because of the size. You know, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's very like tight knit. I feel like everyone here is really supportive of each other. So I think it's a great place.
So you studied jazz, and you have referenced as influences Nina Simone, Billie Holiday. How do you go about finding your own voice in the shadow of legends like that?
Oh, sure.
Was it difficult?
Yeah, it's been processed like throughout my whole life because I studied jazz, but I also, you know, would listen to them growing up, but also, you know, listen to pop music, you know, and was really drawn to like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, all that. So I think, yeah, my whole life just practicing and through experience, just finding my own voice, like kind of in the middle of those two genres.
Well, we're really glad that you've made Austin home.
Oh, thank you.
And then we get to keep hearing music from you.
Thanks
and
so
seeing you explore that process. Her debut album is Please Be Mine. She's got an in-store at End of an Ear today at 6:00. Tomorrow night is the album release show at the Mohawk. It's sold out. Hope you got your tickets to that, along with Cross Record and Julia Lucille. And if you didn't get tickets to that show, you can listen to Molly tomorrow. Take over our airwaves as part of My KUTX. That's at 6 o'clock. Let's get another song from you. This will be our last one for the air, and then our studio audience will get one more. Thanks for being here, Molly.
Thank you so much for having us.
All of you.
This song is called Wrong For You. One, two, three, four. It's just something you say. You said I was the only one. You said I was the only one, but I know. You say that to all the girls. I know that I am so very wrong. These things you do.
Holly Birch. Live in Studio 1A, ahead of the album release tomorrow night, sold out at Mohawk for the new one, Please, her debut, Please Be Mine. I have a question for you and for Daily. Was it sort of a strange process to, I think some of the songs on this album were inspired by that breakup.
Yeah.
Was that a little bit of a healing to confront those songs together?
Yeah, definitely for me, writing them. And I don't know, how do you feel, Daily?
I don't know. I suppose I was kind of in the dark, and then I had to start practicing and think, oh, man, I had no idea. So.
Well, I'm glad to see you back together and making music for our benefit. And thanks so much for coming to Studio 1A. You can also hear Molly tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on MyKUTX. She'll take over our airwaves for an hour and play some of her favorite songs, and we'll get to know you even a little better.
Thank you.
This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.